What's up, you sick motherfuckers? Welcome to another episode of Kruger's Corner. I'm Mike Kruger, joined with producer Todd.
What's up?
And we're back with another review show for some Freddy's Nightmares episodes. Tonight, we're going to be covering episode 5 and 6. And let's just get right into this one. So episode 5, Judy Miller, Come On Down. In this one, a married woman is into watching game shows. She gets on to one, which becomes a nightmare wherein, if she answers correctly, her husband dies. She wins, then, $1 million, travels back in time to try to warn herself to get rid of the money or else her husband will die. So that's probably, like, as fucking confusing as this goddamn episode is, because, like, the time fucking travel plot is the dumbest fucking thing ever. I could that made me roll my fucking eyes so hard, and just that part is so frustrating, because I was into this the first half too. It's another one of those where I really liked the first half of the episode, and then the second half just shat all over it. Like the game show host and the whole you know, the game show set and everything. I thought that was really cool. I liked how the host, when he started getting serious, his eyebrows would turn all maniacal and stuff like the devil. That was really cool. And just his morbid one-liners and his jokes and shit. That was really well done. The in-laws getting covered in the honey, I thought was actually kind of cool, even though, you know, I would have obviously preferred to see them get eaten away to corpses. It's kind of cool and creative kill. The husband, you know, he's not very likable, but on purpose. But by the end, I was just like, dude, I don't blame you. I don't like this Judy bitch either. Cause she was just like, when she gets the money, you do like lose a lot of respect for her with her decisions that she's making. And just by the end of it, you're like, I didn't really like anybody in this thing, I guess. this episode really didn't do it for me. I mean, it's not awful, but by like the last 20 minutes, I'm just like, or maybe not 20, maybe about 15, but around the time Judy's future self comes back in time to try to warn her, I was like, all right, I'm fucking out. Let's just end this movie and get on to the next one. So, you know, it's not going to get a shitty rating for me, because I don't think it's shittily made, or, you know, it's not entertaining, but it's definitely not made for me. And silly time travel plots being thrown into a concept I already really liked, just it hurt it a lot for me.
All right. Well, I get that. With these anthology shows, we're going to get some out there stuff that, like, don't, you know, necessarily feel like part of the Elm Street universe, yeah, which I'm okay with. And I think that was one of the complaints. But yeah, this, I do enjoy this one. The time travel bit doesn't bother me, I don't think, as much. Not my favorite, not horrible. I should mention, this one was directed by Tom DeSimone, whose biggest credits are going to be ones Kruger's all about, but Angel 3, The Final Chapter, and The Reform School Girls, which is coming soon.
I like the first Angel. I haven't seen the other two.
Angel 2 is my favorite, Avenging Angel. 3 is solid. Don't watch 4. We pretend 4 doesn't happen.
Have you guys done the Angel franchise show?
No, but I'm 100% down.
Yeah, I'm down.
Or did we? I don't care. We can do it again.
Liv, my fiance, she really loves that first one a lot. So, and you know, that movie has some balls. I mean, she's a 14-year-old prostitute. What the fuck is going on here?
It's funny. That genre of films have disappeared, because you had a bunch like Streets with Christina Applegate, Vice Squad, just that like sleazy LA or New York prostitution,
yeah,
like dealing with the city people.
Oh, yeah. You don't get shit like that anymore.
No.
And I mean, you should, you would think you would get more now, just because of, like, you know, people really being into strong female leads and stuff. Like, why don't we have a teenage, you know, prostitute murder mystery going on in 2022, guys?
I'm sold.
Get on it. Get on it. I'm sure there's ways to make the general audience like it too. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you could do with that. So yeah, I'm all for that. But yeah, Angel's way more interesting than.
Well, I'm not arguing with that. I mean, he also did some of the Swamp Thing, the original Swamp Thing, the series from the 90s.
Yeah. I've never seen it. I've seen the
West. Oh my god,
Swamp Thing once, but I've also never seen the series.
He also did Hell Knight. How do I forget that one?
Really?
Yeah.
Like the one we reviewed last.
Yeah, the one with Linda Blair.
Linda Blair? Oh yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
Well, damn, okay. Man.
His horror pedigree. I can't believe I forgot that one. Well, of course I remember his titty.
Yeah, it definitely gives me a little bit more respect for him because Hell Knight is fucking awesome.
But you're not a fan of Hot Trucking or Black Heat?
Probably fucking not. All right. So why don't we rate episode 5 then move on? So me, I'm a 2.5 out of 5.
Yeah, I was going between a 2 and a 2.5, but I do like it enough. Yeah. It's one of the averages. I think, we're gonna get some dog shit episodes.
Yeah.
So
I think the like first half and even like that one scene where I think it was the game show host or somebody else, like they like unscrewed one of the in-laws and take them away like they were a prop or something. Like that was really like I was so into this game show thing, and then that second half just being, you know, nothing about, like, I wanted to know if this evil game show host was going to come back into the story. Why didn't they fucking bring him back in? Mm-hmm. I mean, that could have at least made the ending cooler. Like, he comes back in, takes the rest of her money, and then leaves. I don't know. Fucking just bring him back in for something. But anyways, enough of that. We'll go on to episode 6, which is Saturday Night Special. And in this one, Greg will lie about just about anything to get a date with a hot girl. But when she ends up, well, I mean, who doesn't?
Right? But, I was going to say.
But when she ends up being everything he has already lied about, he must die. Then her roommate wants to get ahead at work, so she introduces her to a beauty czar who gives her a makeover that could be her downfall. So, yeah, this is really weird that this is kind of the same story. Because it really does truly feel like two completely different episodes because they don't really flow together too well in, or, you know, with each other. So we'll start with the first half. I did not like Greg. I thought he was just a total fucking loser. And I was, you know, really looking forward to seeing him, you know, get killed. And when he does, good stuff with the fucking bulldozer. I also like the whole dinner scene where he's hallucinating watching people die. Somebody gets like a corkscrew in the eyes, somebody else gets something impaled through their back. That was pretty cool, and, you know, kind of similar to the Nightmare on Elm Street stuff with, you know, the hallucinations and the dreams and stuff. So that was cool and it felt familiar. But once we got out of that, like towards that part where Greg's in the hockey rink, like, granted, seeing that chick in the bikini with the hockey mask throwing pucks at him was pretty cool, but I don't know, right before that I felt it drag a little bit, and just I really wanted to just see Greg just get his, and by the end he did, so I was happy with it. The second half I actually liked a lot more. I thought the whole beauty makeover thing and the scene where he's like ripping off her skin and fucking, you know, he sets her fucking hair on fire and all types of goofy shit. I mean, it was silly and hokey, but just a lot of fun and what I want out of, you know, a Nightmare on Elm Street episode. And the only thing I wasn't too crazy about was the whole thing with her being, you know, a robot. I don't know about all that. That was like the only thing that hindered me from like really, really liking this episode. But overall, this is a solid one. It's not, you know, one of the best, but it's definitely, you know, worth watching and worth checking out.
Yeah, we're definitely still in the cocaine fueled late 80s.
So. Oh, dude, 100%. So much coke.
I do want to mention this one was directed by Lisa Gobelet. which isn't going to mean much in the genre. This isn't one that does. But she did direct one of my favorite sex comedies of all times, Just One of the Guys. One you can't make today because it might be considered a hate film.
So, well, not nice. Sorry about that. But, well, it depends on who you're talking to.
But anyways, we love it. I think, yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. This episode, to me, is like, it does what Nightmare on Elm Street does well without Freddy, you know, with the hallucinations and the goofiness, like the whole czar makeover guy, like he was pretty silly. And I just think that scene where she's on the bed and he's literally ripping this flesh off of her arms. First off, I was not fucking expecting that whatsoever, because, you know, this is a TV show. So I wasn't expecting that type of gore. And I'm like, oh shit. And then he just torches her hair like Michael Jackson. Like Jesus. Yeah, this shit was just, it was cool, hokey, and you know, that's what part of Nightmare on Elm Street is. It's just, you know, hokey, good time, and some blood and guts. So yeah. Did you already say what you thought about this episode, Todd?
Jesus, now I don't remember. Did I? Shit.
I think you just talked about the director.
You're right, I was, because I was also going to mention Sherry Shattuck, who was the girl. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. She's also in Death Spa, and you can see a lot more of her in some of her other work. We'll just go with that. So, but I do like Death Spa. She's not a lead in it, but she pops in. But this episode,
yeah,
I do like it. I remember yeah, I do think I like the first half more, actually. I don't know. I like both halves. It's one of those where it's like they're disconnected,
yeah,
but they work. See, I like the format, and when it works smooth, it's good. This one I do like, and it's probably one of the – shit, how do I put it? It's worth watching. I mean, I don't – so far I don't feel like we've had a skip yet.
No, definitely not. But as you said, we're probably going to get there eventually. So, yeah, why don't we rate this one then?
All right.
All right, so me, I am a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, I'm a 3 out of 5 too.
Yeah, so definitely one worth checking out. I'd say anything above a 2.5 is worth checking out.
I'm excited for next week because we'll be hitting episode 7, which is Sister's Keeper, which is the sequel. It's
another Freddy one.
It's the sequel episode to the pilot.
Oh, shit.
So,
fuck, I may watch the pilot right before. Can't get enough of it, so.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, that's next week. Oh, and also, yeah, beside that's Sister's Keeper and then Mother's Day of the two next week, so.
Yeah, that will be a good time. So make sure you stay tuned for that and more of these Freddy's Nightmares review shows. And make sure you like, share, subscribe, follow us on all our social medias. Check us out on Discord, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. All those links are in the description. And yeah, so let's get out of here, Todd.
Welcome to prime time, bitch.